Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Dan.
We are back. After, you know, coming to you early last week.
Yeah. And Dan's 40 this time.
Oh, well.
Happy birthday.
That goes without saying. So last week we recorded early so that we would release early. And little did we know that when we were released early, we would miss the Real Housewives of Potomac trailer.
I know. I feel like this always happens to us.
Like, yeah, we try to shift things a little bit and it comes back to bite us.
Yep.
But actually, I kind of like it. And I'll tell you why.
A week's reflection.
Actually, while I was watching, I was like, you know what? This is worth marinating a week over. But also, first time in Housewives history, we had 3 Housewives trailers in the span of 1 week.
I know.
So like now we get to really like compare and contrast.
Yeah. And then like ask questions.
And ask questions and get answers.
Yeah. Or maybe not get answers until later.
Or look for the answers.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So we'll start with the Potomac trailer, which felt like it needed to be the most imminent because like Sunday is just sitting blank right now.
It's clearing up. I mean, New York's there, but New York's not usually there on a Sunday.
Oh my God, I'm saying Sunday's sitting blank. And forgetting New York is there.
Wow.
Yikes. Help me out of here. Okay. So Potomac's back. We start with like a little sitcom intro.
Which we've been doing. Potomac is one of the cities where we've been getting creative with the editing, and I like it.
I thought it was perfect.
It's funny because it's like also Potomac are the girls who don't really need the editing.
Yeah. Well, so I think it was great because we had that. Plus, we're getting like tastes of what's to come, but I don't feel like I've seen it all in the trailer.
I think that the producers are signaling to us like, hey, different franchises bring different things, but like Potomac, they're here to make you laugh.
Yeah, it's comedy.
Yeah.
It's comedy. It's like the two comedic girls are Potomac and Salt Lake City.
Yes. Well, I don't know. You might think Salt Lake's comedic. Salt Lake is like the satire. So I guess that is comedy.
Yeah, it is comedy.
But it's drag.
It's drag. Yeah, it's the drag comedy of Housewives. Okay, so Potomac, we've got everyone back, including Charisse, who I think like was not even a guest last year or a friend of.
I think she was friend of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was 1 year where she was like not, and they were editing her out, remember?
Yeah, but she's friend of last year, friend of this year.
Okay, yeah. Because she's got her own little Mother of the Bride photo shoot.
Yeah. Then we have our new champagne holder, NECA.
Yeah. Which you would think we've already got plenty of gals. Now we have, I think for the first time in Potomac history, 8 housewives.
Which good, because also like watching this trailer, NECA brings some of the most fun, interesting parts of the trail.
Yeah. Interesting parts, the voodoo shrine that Wendy's mom is praying to about NECA, it sounds.
I guess NECA says something along the lines of, yeah, your mom prays to Jesus by day, but at night, she has the shrine out.
Okay. I want to say, it felt like Wendy almost had the most of the girls. It's like Wendy, I want to say Wendy, Robin... Wendy and Robin felt like they had the most.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Giselle and Karen, maybe for the best, are side characters this year, it seems. And I think that might be good.
That's a good change of pace. Okay, so who do we want to talk about? Oh, let's talk about Giselle, actually.
Mm-hmm. I mean, thank you, Winterhouse.
I think that the headline is Jason from Winterhouse actually appearing... on this program.
In her kitchen.
In her kitchen.
One of the most intimate spaces you could be in.
Yeah. I think this is the first time in Summer House history, or House history, really, that someone is appearing on a Housewives.
I think so.
Because Vanderpump appears on Beverly Hills, but like that doesn't...
Yeah, of course.
That doesn't even count. But also, the Pump Kids appeared on Salt Lake City.
Of course.
So now we're getting the House Kids popping up places.
Well, he's 37.
A kid.
Yeah, but when he's like dating a grown woman, we want to just make sure everyone knows he's 37.
Oh, yeah. It's not like Summer House's NYC prep.
In case people aren't watching.
Okay, in case, just in case you thought middle schoolers were renting a house out in Montauk together. Okay, so I think that's really, it's like, and then there, it's just the typical like empty nest. You're leaving me, going to college thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, that's a good storyline for Giselle to have, because as we all know, when does she shine? Mm. When she's with her kids.
Shine, shine, shine.
And I didn't see a tequila bottle in sight.
Oh my God. Hopefully, like, after the response that she got, she broke all of those bottles.
I still see on TikTok, like, people like, here, let's do a fun craft. I'm going to make this tequila bottle into my olive oil bottle. And it's that... Casa Azul, and I'm like, nobody wants to see that after watching Giselle.
Who wants that big-ass olive oil bottle? I know. Like, there's nothing chicer. This is something I've like done in the past year. The squeeze bottle for olive oil. It is a game changer.
That's thank you, chef. That's Bon Appetit Test Kitchen.
That's yes, chef. That's like behind you, chef. That's all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay, Candace... The queen, not a main player, which I'm actually a little happy for, even though as much as I love her, like I feel like she went through it last year.
Well, it's going to be her versus Ashley still, which is not a great space for her to be in.
Not a great space for her to be in. It seems to be at least just in a justifiable place of anger of like your husband / ex-husband / whatever is... trying to sue me.
Of course.
It's like Shannon Bedore, Alexis Bellino vibes. It's like Brittany Glanville, Joanna Krupa vibes. Like this lawsuit.
The people you're comparing her to are like all now currently villains.
I know. Okay. But like we're still having humorous moments from Candace in this, sure. I want to say. And I think of note... Not that she's like the main player in what eventually goes down, but she is a player in it. That like fight that was in the news at the end of the season.
Oh, with the Muppets.
Is not in this at all.
Thank God.
Thank God. I mean, clearly they're saving it for the mid-season, but I'm glad we're not even like going there right now.
Potomac, editors, producers, let's just cut it out altogether. We have 8 ladies. We don't need the Cabbage Patch fighting.
We don't need Sesame Street. Okay. Robin, she's getting what she deserved, which is like kind of off the heels of what happened last season.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I think all the girls and Gwirls online are happy to see Giselle.
Yeah, tagging in.
Tagging in and being like, hey.
Hey.
Being reasonably shady.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Karen is...
Karen's just like being fun.
Yeah.
We're like painting a picture of her. She's getting hit by the Ganji. She is fighting with Robin in like a lobby. We love when Karen fights in a lobby.
Yeah, especially with Robin.
So that's that I want to say. Mia, we're getting...
present day.
Present day. We haven't even reported on this.
Present day, her and G have separated.
Or like someone
filed,
even filed,
or filed.
For divorce.
And every time I walk by one of those like joint places,
I think she almost had it all.
No, but it's like, the more I think about it, is I feel like we were sold
a bill of goods.
A bill of goods that she is the owner of this corporation. But
the
like
CEO.
Yeah, but like I'm like, you own franchise. Some franchises.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's one on like Flatbush.
No, that's me and G. No, but we're dropping hints that we're shook in the trailer of like separating, I think.
Which, not to bring up age, but their ages a lot more than I thought.
Oh.
I think he's in his 70s and she's in her 30s.
I remember like when she joined the cast, there was like conversation about being in her 30s, but the women like didn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, what she reports, she's in her 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess she's playing Bowie Jane.
Fucking Bowie Jane.
Fucking Bowie Jane. Fucking Bowie Jane.
Okay. Is that everyone? I mean, Ashley is like... it's mostly about like...
questioning why she ever was with Michael.
Mm, okay.
We already covered NECA. I mean, Dr. Nguyen, D.
I started with her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but there was a little bit... there was like the... what I didn't love was like the Eddie Wendy thing of like, oh, when I come into bed, like you are sleeping. And she's like, because you're coming into bed at 2 a.m.
It's giving Kyle and Mo light.
Mm-hmm, Kyle Mo light. So November 5th, Sunday, it's going to be a doubleheader with Married to Medicine, which also dropped a trailer this week.
Well, don't mention that because people are going to be like, why don't you listen to it or watch it? But it's okay. We're going to get there.
Okay. So I watched the trailer. It's like, it's true. It was a trailer for the fans.
The historians.
Because like I'm watching it not really knowing what I'm watching. And I can appreciate greatness, but like I don't know what I'm really watching. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, and this is very unlike me, I might just like have that episode, the premiere on. And see like watch what happens live.
Wow. Very unlike you.
I know. I would have to go back, watch 9 seasons.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. And from Potomac, we hop on over. We jump on a plane to Beverly Hills.
Can you fly direct, do you think? From DC,
from
probably.
From DC to LA.
Reagan
I wanna say
to
yes.
LAX. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
So, isn't it wild they make gay people fly through Ronald Reagan Airport?
I know. Makes you feel sick.
Yeah.
Which, Beverly Hills reference for you girls. Beverly Hills, I would say this is the one we've been waiting for the most. Just because I think of the three that dropped had the most like tabloid buzz of what's going on in show.
Yeah, everyone's talking about Kyle and Mo.
Okay.
Another Mo.
Oh my God, she's... she's like Momo sexual.
I mean, like Mo the Mo.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So we kick it off with some voiceovers of people gossiping about Kyle and Mauricio.
Are you jealous?
Now, like, I think the question that is in our mind and probably your mind as well, why was it not our voices? And I'm not sure we're gonna get that answer today, but I think it's something to like ponder over.
You're so stupid.
Okay. Now we get to like the meat of it. I want to say, while I have come around on Kyle, remember like I used to be like an anti-Kyle activist?
Yeah.
I now do realize her value add to the show.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's like a great like central figure of conflict.
Well, what happened with Kyle was she was the conflict early on.
Yeah.
And then she decided she didn't want to be the conflict. She wanted to be fan favorite.
Yeah. And round of applause for fan favorite.
I mean, season one, she was the antagonist. She was the mean girl.
Yeah. So it's obviously feeling very guarded and coy. And maybe that's just like the theme of the trailer, but it feels like in every group scene she's acting like that.
The thing is, I think Kyle wishes she was Kris Jenner, her good friend, and could control the narrative when something like this was happening to her family.
Yeah.
Because like the Kardashians, they produce their own show. Shit happens on their show, but they're at the end of the day, they're in control.
Yeah.
And Kyle, unfortunately, is in an ensemble where people are going to be talking about her no matter how guarded her and her family are being on the show.
But I think she's actually like semi-living up to that because there's been such a lid on what Mo and Kyle are saying about it until like the day before or the day of this trailer dropping.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they're talking. I mean, now Mo's in a parking lot going into every Dancing with the Stars rehearsal.
I know, but it's just like, it's so, there's something to me that's like a little corny about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want to give a little bit of kudos. It feels like Erica woke up and I'm like liking the flavor of like, she's not so much on the defensive right now.
Yeah. I mean, when she was talking to whoever about wanting to get back on stage and she was talking about how, but will they want me?
Mm.
That was like, she would have never said that a season or two ago.
Yeah.
So she is stepping back. She's also like switching who she's friends with. It seems like she's friendlier with Garcelle and Sutton like now than she was.
Okay. I don't think I noticed that.
I mean, like, they had a few moments in the trailer where you can like tell via like body language and like what her and Garcelle had said to each other and that type of thing.
Yeah. I think I like didn't pick up on that. Okay.
Yeah. Did you watch and listen?
We actually like a peek behind the curtain. We actually paused so that we can like be super fresh on these trailers. Okay. Speaking of Garcelle and Sutton, I love them both on the show, but they also like both don't pop 100%. You know what I mean?
I think I disagree. I think Sutton had some of the funnier moments of the trailer.
She did. But like, there's something about her that's still just like the awkwardness about her. Like,
but that's like the point.
I know. That's the point. But for that to be your marquee character is like, the awkward girl is a little weird.
She's not marquee. She is always going to be second fiddle to somebody.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to see her kind of go after Kyle, who she lived in Kyle's house. She almost burnt it down.
That was actually like a tease of what's to come. She's trying to burn down the house Kyle's living in.
The marital house, yeah.
The marital house. The marital bed.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Dorit's not long for this road, okay. Is she?
Dorit? And I'm a Dorit fan. What are we doing? Like, where's like the iconic Dorit moments? All we're doing is like nonsense with PK?
Mm-hmm.
That's not gonna cut it.
Her like sitting there while he drinks a Stella Artois.
An Artois? Yeah, I was really, really let down by our girl.
We only get one line. We don't even get introduced to her, but we get one line from the new girl, Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
And from what I heard, it's a line that happens maybe during something that I don't really want to get into yet.
Yeah. I feel like if you like roll footage, go back to like Anne-Marie filming gossip and you'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah. I will say, I think like outside of the Kyle stuff, I enjoyed the trailer, but it is a little bit concerning as far as like, what do we got outside of the Kyle stuff? And I mean, that's why it's like roll footage on Denise Richards.
Oh my God.
And let's relitigate.
I gotta say, that little ragamuff coming in with a messy top knot.
With like Camille behind her. And the last time we saw them both on the show, they were in conflict.
I wouldn't be surprised if we kept seeing Denise Richards and Camille again.
From what I've heard Denise say, it was like she was invited to one party.
And it just kept showing up.
And it just kept showing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope that's... I feel like we need that. Because actually, like, that was like one of the most iconic moments of the trailer. Like, you're an evil woman.
I know. And it was after the line where Erica said something along the lines, did you know on OnlyFans you can get... like Denise's nudes for a $7 bundle. I mean,
the irony.
It will be so iconic when in the reunion or a confessional, Denise is able to come back and be like, well, your shows were selling in Vegas for $5.
Yeah.
$2 even.
Yeah. Well, I remember $7 being reported, which like, I think is like truly like a beautiful mirror to this.
I saw somebody on TikTok got theirs for 2 for $10.
Oh, a 2 for $1.
Yeah.
So, while we're talking about this, I feel like a website I had never heard about that I'm not sure is reputable is reporting that there might be an Erica Jane Betted on Blonde like spinoff.
Yeah. People were sending that to us, but we're just sending like a random tweet.
Well, so I think like the website is called The Messenger and like, okay, it's not Variety, it's not People, it's not Deadline. So, like, I'm going to take it with a grain of salt for right now. But I've said, I think, like, when we were talking about, there was, like, a Patreon bonus episode where we talked about, like, spinoff ideas. Mm-hmm. Like, an Erica Jane, like, concert series with the boys is, like, what I'm interested in.
I'm not, but good. Oh. I'm happy for you.
No, but.
But before we move on for the next trailer, I do just want to mention Blink and You'll Miss Her. Cynthia did make the trailer.
Oh, my God. And we had heard that she's, like, always there. Maybe she's always there second half.
Later half.
Yeah.
I mean, like, from what I've seen, it's, like, not much is happening, so we have to bring all these other players in.
Much like Cynthia was used in Atlanta last season. Wow. Well, okay, so the next crazy thing about Beverly Hills, so as we just said... Potomac, November 5th. Beverly Hills, October 25th?
Before Halloween. You better get those Halloween decorations up soon.
I know. Like, I need them up. Maybe I should, like, paint, like, Sutton on a pumpkin or something. So, Wednesday. And it's a doubleheader with Miami. So, Miami, there's a reason why they... save that one for last.
Yeah. And actually, like, thinking about the rollout for all of the trailers and the, like, production of the photo shoots and all of that, I'm like, Miami coming to Bravo made the other girls have to up their games.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean the producers for the other shows.
Yeah. So this is going to be the first Miami season since the original run that's on Bravo. We're going to be doing a double header with Beverly Hills, which normally I'm anti, but I think number one, it's going to be 8 p.m., 9 p.m., which I feel like some of the doubleheaders of the past that I hated were 9 p.m., 10 p.m.
That's back in the Dallas days. That was in the Dubai days.
The Dubai days, the Dallas days.
They always put the D at 10.
They put the D at 10. Luckily, I don't think that's the case for these girls. And then, secondly, it feels like... it feels like NBCU realizes, like, it's now or never with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have something that's very good. Why are we putting it on the streaming service?
I know. And I think it's also smart, like, the finale of the Bravo run of last season of Miami was last night.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like we're getting it right again.
Right again.
For the fans.
For the fans. Okay. So... Alexia leading us in prayer.
Good.
Good. Amen.
No, I mean, it's just like, I love when a trailer brings us cinema where we're getting like this like prayer moment in the church all together hugging.
Yeah. We have now 3 seasons of the same exact cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like New Jersey has already beaten this record, but like it's not a 1 for 1 because like we have 6 main girls and 3 friends.
Yeah. And this cast works better than New Jersey has in the past several years.
But New Jersey's been a very long run of the same cast.
Yeah, but it's like there's some duds in there.
Okay. So what do we talk about? There's so much to talk about, really.
Well, should we get through the Friends and then go to...
Oh, okay, let's do Friends.
So Friends, Adriana's bringing us on our big trip to what looks like Mexico City Pride.
For the Friend to be hosting, good.
And she's performing at Pride. And she looks amazing performing at Pride.
Oh my God.
We get the most Pride out of Miami.
I do remember, like, wasn't there like something controversial Alexia said at a Pride
thing? Yeah, I mean, they're not our best to like attend. If you like, they're not the most media trained, but they do bring us to Pride events more than the other girls.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so and then Adriana is just like giving us a little bit of comedy, mm-hmm. giving us a little bit of Marisol fight, and that's actually like the perfect mirror to Marisol. She's giving us comedy and she's giving us Adriana fight. And yeah. I think that's all they're really bringing in the trailer.
I think Marisol doesn't need to be in the mix. She's a good narrator. She's yes. a good confessionalist. Yes. I think she looks great this season.
Oh, okay. Yes. She looks great this season. The cast photos for Miami are all of their individual best photos ever. And then like some of the best cast photos I've ever seen in my life.
You sent a text that was like wild along those lines yesterday where I looked at it and I was like, I can't deal with whatever he's going through with these photos.
Kiki's flamingo pose, mm-hmm. Model,
mm-hmm.
cast photo.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Okay. Speaking of Kiki, she seems to be in the mix a lot more than she's ever been.
Yeah, she's like, she's top friend this year.
She's top friend. She's seems to have a new man.
Oh, I there's just too much. I didn't even digest that.
We saw her kissing a man. Okay. He had like your kind of glasses, maybe with like the rim on the top and like gray yeah. hair. So actually looked a lot like you.
The Jenna Lyons rim. Yeah. Okay. So she's giving us a lot. Main cast, Dr. Nicole. She's giving us, are you having a child? Is my dad having a child? Who... Are there many children on the way?
Yeah, also just like getting richer.
Oh, yeah.
By the day.
The rich getting richer. It's like, can this yacht park in our backyard? Yes. Pop a champagne. It's like, DeBros, a new challenger approaches.
I know. I'm like, I can barely fit in my bedroom, my bathroom.
You can barely fit in your bathroom. But then if it's like, if we're doing DeBro/Martin... hyphen, what's the
beardy man?
The beardy man's name, fiance's name.
I don't know.
I don't remember his last name. But if we're doing DeBro Martin, the Martins are like so much.
They have better taste.
Chicer.
Yeah.
The DeBros are, it's like a little like drab for me.
Yeah. I mean, the Martins are like Miami. The yeah. DeBros are New York moved to Southern California and it's weird.
And like they made a wrong turn.
Yeah.
they ended up in Oklahoma by accident.
No, there was... I was thinking about this the other day. There was a time when Heather DeBro was talking about moving to Idaho.
Oh, I thought it was Montana.
It was Idaho. Okay. And like, there's a lake in Idaho where a bunch of rich people have houses. And she was talking about building there. But I haven't heard about that in a while.
I think that was like off season.
Yeah.
Before she was back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the Martins. Larsa, if we were worried whether we're getting Marcus... Fear not.
We're getting him here. We're getting him in the Traitor's Castle.
Marcus Jordan is main cast.
And we're asking the right questions. This is... Did I say this last week?
Oh.
My pro tip to people talking to straight men if you're a gay person.
Oh.
Did I say this?
No.
The best question to ask to a straight man these days is, did you know that Scottie Pippen's ex-wife is dating Michael Jordan's son?
Were you using that at my birthday?
Maybe. Or I was telling somebody at your birthday to use it. But yeah, no, it's the best question to ask.
Okay. It's a good conversation starter. Yeah. For, to bring in the queer and straight community yeah. together.
Pro tip.
Sound off in the comments below after you try it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Julia. Obviously, it's Martina-centric.
We're singing a song.
We're singing a song.
It's Martina. Martina, she's being neglectful to Martina.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. They put that scene right near the Gertie scene where Julia was like, well, we're all going to be looking out for you.
Yeah. Speaking of Gertie, I think this was like the big headline coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The filming of the season. I definitely teared up like her telling the girls.
I know, me too.
And then being wheeled into like some procedure.
Yeah. And it seems like her husband is more in the mix this year.
Oh my God. Very unlike him.
Like Russell
versus Larsa.
Larsa. I saw some like Larsa stan account being like, she ate him up. And it's like, all he was doing was like saying, hey, like cool it. Like be careful what you say.
Larsa has never eaten anyone up. All she does is sit there looking befuddled. All right. We did Larsa. We did. Okay. Alexia, are they evicting her from the house?
I guess. What are these money troubles?
You would think. Oh, wait. Okay. You would think like we're getting married. That's like better for the bank account because we're like combining funds. We're in this together.
Yeah.
And then for a second I was like, oh, but maybe like she's not getting money from the ex-husband, but the ex-husband's dead. So whatever money she got from him, she got from him.
Yeah. But these two people, they are the Teresa and Louis of Miami.
Yeah.
And
can't be trusted.
I don't know. Maybe not that good with money. Maybe they're going to have to move into my place. Barely fit in the bathroom.
Squeeze into the bathroom with you. Okay, I think that leaves us with Lisa, who was main character last year, and
maybe taking a little bit of a step back, though her and Kiki's going to be a moment, a fight.
Oh my God, that boat.
The boat where they're screaming at each other. We've got three people sobbing and holding each other.
We got like a musical boat following us, serenading us.
That is actually like quintessential Housewives. That is what we want to see. Yeah. It's the absurdity. It's the drama. Mm. It is the emotion.
It's all the above. I love it. Wow. I can't believe we've talked about three different cities. And now we're going to talk about three other cities.
Well, get used to it because this is going to be our life soon.
Okay, wait. And people are talking about this online, but like they're not talking about like Winterhouse as well.
Yeah, so coming soon.
Coming soon.
We will be talking about, there will be a point in time when we will still be with Salt Lake City. Be with New York still. Will we be with Beverly Hills?
We'll be with Beverly Hills. I think New York will be off by the time Potomac starts.
Okay.
Yeah.
The real thing will be the new New York starting in December.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Winterhouse. Like, all these trailers. It's going to be wild. But
yeah, buckle up.
It'll be cold outside, so what else we have to do?
Yeah, stay in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, we start with New York,
mm-hmm.
Not New York Legacy.
Yes.
This week, Sunday night, which I forgot, it's on. I did watch it live this Sunday, but sometimes I'm like not always watching live. Very Atlantean for me.
So this season has been wild because it went from
love, love, love.
The true fans, love, love, love. And then in Anguilla, we kind of all hit a wall.
Yeah.
And being back in the city,
we thought it would help and it made things worse.
There was a couple scenes that I did enjoy.
Okay, tell.
I mean, anything with Jessel, obviously.
Oh my! Well, so Jessel's like one of the girls where, and this is like other cities, and I can't name like off the top of my head who elicits this response, but it's like when she's on screen, I'm paying attention.
Yeah, especially like, I'm sorry, Jessel and Pavitt together, their scenes.
And usually like a husband and wife scene, I'm like falling asleep.
And it's so interesting watching their scenes and just them like actually seeming to really enjoy each other. And then we get the
double date,
fucking double date where they're trying to take Pavitt and Jessel down.
There was more chemistry between Jessel and Pavitt than anyone partaking in the double date.
The double date went into directions where I was like, I can't believe this is being said on camera. Not that I'm like a prude or anything, but I'm like, I don't think this couple meant for all of this information to come out.
Are we talking about the Leechies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like the direction where it went, where they were really describing like the intricacies of like what rules they would have on if they were to ever swing in like 10 years or whatever. I was like, I think like toothpaste, you can't go back into the tube.
Oh yeah.
I think they just were like, we kind of just said too much. Cause there was a moment where I think one of them wanted to stop the conversation, but then Sai was coaxing them.
Yeah. Aaron saying, I want a threesome with two men, but I want the man to be gay. And then I don't want Abe to be hooking up with the man. I want to be effed by the gay man.
And he can watch. But then there was another scenario.
So peculiar.
There was another scenario where like he was saying, we can both be having sex with different people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the same space, which I think is also a thing.
It's like with the keys or whatever, right? Yeah,
they can't be people either of us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Which like I think that's all like things that people do. I just don't think that this couple intended to talk about this going into this dinner.
Well, the curse of Jessel. She put a little, she prayed to Dr. Wendy's mom's shrine and placed a little hex on them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There was just like, I wasn't loving this quad.
It just seemed so mean girls. Why are we so angry at Jessel?
Yeah.
And that comes up later with Sai and Jessel, but we'll get to it.
Okay.
Do you want to go to Henrietta Hudson?
Let's go to Henrietta Hudson. Have you been there?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's like on Hudson. It's on Hudson. So it's like a little west.
Like Rusty Knot?
Oh, not near the Rusty Knot.
Okay. Cause that's for me is like, that's the Hudson.
No, it's on Hudson Street.
Oh.
The Rusty Knot's on the West Side Highway.
Okay. Right. I know, but like along the Hudson River.
Yes. Okay, yes, sure.
I don't think I'm like that crazy.
No, you're not that crazy. You're not that crazy. No, so, I mean, this scene was interesting. Hearing about how it came together, we talked about this with our friend Jess and about how, like, her friends had sent texts to a bunch of people saying that Jenna wanted to do this scene in Henrietta Hudson and they wanted a bunch of, like, hot girls there.
Yeah. It felt, even before learning that knowledge, it felt like a cooked up scene.
It felt not natural for sure. The girl who came to like hit on Jenna, a cousin of Christina Kelly from Vanderbilt Rules, maybe.
Is she main cast?
She's now main cast. But she looked, I was like, is that Christina Kelly?
Okay, okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Bryn, like I've had enough of Bryn a little bit.
Sure.
With this like Jenna shit.
It's all so put on.
It's very like a straight girl in her 20s, like who has gay friends or something.
Like the thing where she's like, I want to make out with a girl tonight. It's like, stop. Okay, so like you want to like maybe possibly string a queer woman along into whatever like your weird fantasy is for the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We later had Bryn in a bookstore buying old books.
And she doesn't like books with illustrations because those are the ones that always got like sold fast or whatever.
Yeah. The other ones will get thrown out. But then some of the girls online pulled up a New York Times article from before Bryn was cast on the show of young, hip, antique book collectors.
And she was one of them.
And there was like a photo shoot of her.
Well, at least...
Isn't that so weird?
I mean, at least she's not pulling something out of her ass for the show.
I know, but I'm sure like production was like, you were in the New York Times about this. We are filming something about this. yeah. Yeah, but I like, part of me would look forward to... I would like Jenna to stay, but if Jenna were to leave and Brynn were to stay, I would like for Brynn to not have this in her storyline.
Okay, yeah.
It's so corny to me.
Yeah.
It's so corny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uba's hosting a healing party, which after like 25 healing parties in Atlanta, I did not need one more.
Yeah. A healing party for me is turning the lights off and turning on Heal Me by Allie Mayne from A Star Is Born.
Okay. When the women were going around like setting their intentions, like each one said like what it's almost like from a script. Like, yeah. Did, like when they were saying it, were you like almost predicting that all of these like six things would be said by someone?
Yeah. If I were to have to set my intentions, I would need a script. I don't know what even that means.
Well, Brennan, set an intention.
I intend to finish recording this podcast, walk home and watch The Golden Bachelor.
And Big Brother.
And Big Brother, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So at the healing party, Jessel asks Sai out for lunch. And like Sai's annoyed at the thought of this, as if like Jessel's killed her family or something.
It's like she acts annoyed at every single thing. And like for somebody who seems to want us to believe she knows what she's doing, it's like if this is the character you chose when coming onto the show.
Like, if you went into the show knowing anything about Housewives, like you should be honored to be asked to film a one-on-one scene.
Yeah, especially at a place called Champers.
Oh my God, I did look up Champers, actually.
Me too, my friend wants to go there with me.
Who's your friend?
My friend Shariza, do you know her?
Oh yeah, I think I've met Shariza. I do want to quickly say, Sai at Mia's with her daughter, a place I've dragged you to before.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like, I always have a tough time when people want me to give, like, if someone's in town and wants like a recommendation or something. Yeah. I could never like think of any, cause like so much of my top enjoyment is me just like being at home cooking. Right.
Sure.
Mia's Bakery in Borum Hill.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best bakeries, I would say.
Yeah. You got your birthday cake from there a couple times.
I've got my birthday cake from there a couple times. Here's a little tip for you gals who might be getting married. You could get your wedding cake from there. And like, you know, when wedding culture is like, okay,
so expensive,
anything you want to do, just like double the price.
Yeah.
Like you at Mia's, you tell me you want a wedding cake. It's regular price.
You should do a TikTok about that.
Huh?
And then people will be like, huh, you need to gatekeep this because it'll open the floodgates.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, it's regular price and tastes better than most wedding cakes I've had.
Yeah.
So, fun fact.
I'm never there for the cake.
Oh, what are you there for?
What, a wedding? Like the dancing and celebration.
I thought you meant Mia's. I'm like, if you're not there for the cakes, what are you?
Oh,
like,
no, I've had
cakes.
Yeah.
They do have pastries. No, but the fun fact about going into Mia's as a customer, like off the street, just get a slice of cake.
Yeah, I think I've done that with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was right by there yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, you're on a slice.
Yeah.
Okay. This little lunch at Champers.
It's like, come on.
So Sai arrives 20 minutes late, which is getting left on the cutting room floor in terms of like the conversation of lateness.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like Jessel ends up being the amount of late that you were.
Were.
So it is actually like, the timing's perfect.
Yeah, and Jessel came to a place that was convenient, more convenient for you, or so she said.
I know that. So when I looked up Champers, I was like, is this a Brooklyn hotspot I'm not familiar with? No.
It's in between them.
Yeah, it's in like lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just like, I don't care if you're 20 minutes late, I'll be on my phone.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, she was popping the AirPods in and everything.
Yeah, she was probably looking at TikTok.
Okay, so I think this has come up in like other shows and drama. And I'm always like of the mindset of more Jessel than Sai, that I don't think, like, even though your experience is not one for one, mm-hmm. I don't take offense when people try to relate to something.
Either do I.
But like, to Sai, this is like
murder,
the greatest crime you could commit. Maybe it's like you're left-handed, you're right-handed. Like, don't like this, you do like this.
I think it's like there's a level at which it does get offensive. Like, if you one-up. But wasn't a one-up.
Yeah, I don't think she was trying to say, like, my uncle being an alcoholic mm-hmm. was equal or worse than your mom being an alcoholic.
She merely said, when you were talking about your mom, it made me think about my uncle.
Yeah.
And it seems like she was close to her uncle. There's like photos of them at her wedding, and he seems to be like either like participating in the wedding or something.
Yeah.
It's just like Sai just like finds any reason to be mad at Jessel. And then like she was like making, like Jessel was crying and she's like, I'll take the check. And it's like,
yeah.
Can we not?
Yeah. I think we only have 2 more episodes left.
Okay, well, hopefully it gets better.
It gets better.
The thing is, it started out so strong to me.
There's no way it's getting better. Especially because, like, I feel like there's... Especially we're going to be going into the reunion, and there's so many things I don't feel like reliving.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
And you're so angry about Jenna's jeans.
I wouldn't say so angry, but I do think Jenna had an opportunity. And
I think... On GChat yesterday, you said you were like really disappointed.
Yeah.
You're so stupid. Also, you becoming like the fashion girly is so funny to me.
Oh, come on. We can all.
Sure. We all have eyes.
We all have eyes.
Much like the hills, we all have eyes.
So we get back to Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
City proper from the Trixie Motel.
Yes.
And you're always worried about a
return.
A return. Like, is it gonna be a little bit of a damper moment? Mm-hmm. Like, much like New York, really. And I gotta say, I was happy to be back in town with the girls.
Yeah, I mean, we're only on episode 5, so it's like it's not like we're returning back from the big
vacation. Main trip. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Though it seems like we're there for years.
I mean, Trixie Motel will go down history as the main trip.
Yeah, I will say.
Like, if anything, it should become the Berkshires.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Trixie in this week's episode.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw her again. Okay. So I think one reason why, like, everything's firing on all cylinders is Lisa and Meredith filming together.
The girls are back together.
Yeah. The girls getting their skin analyzed.
And then, like, the highlight from that for me was Lisa Barlow, like, fully admitting on camera that she's a customer service terror.
Oh, like, proudly announcing it. Like, telling that story of going to the tanning salon and being permanently banned for, like, demanding a tan because they were about to close.
It was, like, 30 minutes till closing. She demanded a spray tan and she yelled at them. And she was... telling it to us. Like
laughing.
Yeah, laughing.
And I'm laughing too. Oh my God. She is. She's made for the television screen.
She really is. Who would have thought?
Oh my God. Center Snowflake. But I mean, it was quite the horror seeing their like Navi avatar images.
I know. I never want to see myself like that.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay. I want to go.
What is this place? Is it like a beauty lab and laser adjacent place?
Actually, to be honest, it didn't even occur to me, but now that you like put it into those words, kind of like offensive to be filming at a place like this.
I know.
Right? Like, it's almost like, it's like, if we got something like this, you should always be going there.
I guess, but sometimes it's nice to switch it up.
Okay. Okay. Okay, we got that. We got Whitney having a lunch with Monica almost to like yell at her. which was like not really the side of Whitney we see often.
Well, she found herself her own little girl.
Monica's her little girl. Monica does kind of give like Mary granddaughter. Yeah, so she's like kind of chastising her for like how she didn't have like Angie's back.
Or Lisa's back.
Or Lisa's back.
But it's like, this is Housewives, baby.
Yeah. Monica, while we take some twists and turns this episode that is maybe not the right direction, made many good decisions.
Yeah. I mean, Whitney sitting her down like this is very like Sonia Morgan. There's a pecking order.
Yes, yes. And Monica's at the bottom of the pecking order right now. Oh my God. Okay. Whitney and Mr. Wild Rose. Mm-hmm. The
Wildest Rose, actually.
The Wildest Rose. He can finally compete. The non-compete is over.
He can work.
And actually, I do find this fascinating. And I feel like this is like a conversation I see on like mom social media of like the unappreciated like mental
toll
and labor that like a mom contributes to it compared to a dad.
Well, yeah.
Like, so, like keeping the schedule and like the laundry and the this and the da, 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 like,
yeah, we all know that.
I know. I just like, I find that so fascinating since I'm not in like a heterosexual relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Dads suck. I'm just kidding. R.I.P.
Oh my God. I'm R.I.P. right now. Jesus Christ.
Just kidding.
If I didn't look up to that happens. Okay. So, yeah, that was interesting. We had...
Heather went skiing again.
With the daughters.
And then we get the little, like, Coco and the snow and the Coco.
Oh, yeah. And the daughters are being bullied. But, like, I kind of, like, I was kind of giving them, like, icon status this episode. Because they were like, mm-hmm. We're being bullied. And, like the people being bullied are like, no, you're actually losers. Yeah. Like, I think that's actually very powerful to, like, to know when you're that age. Like, if you're being bullied, to know that, like, oh, no. Like, I'm not the loser. You are.
I wonder if that's, like, the power of, like, pop culture and, like, things you see on TV and stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's, like, I'm sure they, like, have all sorts of media that they take in.
Sure.
That are, like, actually, kids, you're going to grow up.
Spelling is fun.
Yeah. Like, the people who peak in high school are, like.
Is Beacon High School your high school?
No, the people who peak in high school.
Oh, peak. I thought you were like, the people at Beacon High School, no, they're going to remember my name.
I went to Walton High School. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the people who peak in high school.
There's like the whole thing about like, I mean, even back in our day, we had the representation with Romy and Michelle.
Mm. Oh, yes. Iconic film, A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else before we get to Après Ski No Ski?
The crepe party.
The crepe party, which I gotta say, genius.
Yeah, we've never had a crepe party.
I love a crepe, and I must have taken you to that little creperie that was by my old apartment. Maybe not.
Where?
It's really small.
What's it called?
It's next to Bijan's. Remember Bijan's?
Yeah, like I've been to Bijan's a bunch.
Yeah.
I don't think I went to the creperie.
Probably not because it's just so small, but like to have a creperie at your disposal.
Very chic.
Very chic.
Is it still there, downtown Brooklyn?
Yeah, maybe we should go.
Okay, I was just over there.
And like to have the option of like a sweet or savory crepe, much like at this party, like this place in downtown Brooklyn, is so chic. It's like you could do whatever you want, really.
Yeah, Monica's raspberry chocolate crepe sounded amazing.
Yeah. Now, Monica, relitigating with Lisa... Essentially, like, like eating the rich and the working class and who's working hard is actually something we have never seen before in Housewives. You would think this would come up somewhere.
No, but it's like...
Have we seen it?
Not really. And I don't think we should see it.
Oh, maybe this is the satire comedy that you were talking about earlier.
Well, no, not that we shouldn't see it, but it's also like, what do we watch these shows for?
Okay. No, but okay. But then, so it's that plus, like, so they're screaming at each other about that, holding
crepes.
The biggest plates you've ever seen in your life, balancing crepes on top of them. Like the visual image of that, I was just laughing and laughing and laughing.
It literally is like AI. It's like you can put this scenario into AI and you wouldn't believe it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God. Brendan used all his AI credits. Stop.
Don't tell people I did AI.
You would have ran home tonight and told AI, show me two women fighting, holding a large plate of crepe. I know you would have done that.
I might.
But I don't think you have any credits left.
I got some back today.
Okay. Save them for this moment.
I was like using them for like the stupidest stuff. It was like Kris Jenner as president and she's greeting aliens.
Okay. So we got that. We got that going on. And like Angie's like inserting herself into this. Then we got Mary, who I, much like Trixie Mattel, would not have been surprised if we never saw Mary again after the Palm Springs trip.
I know. We thought she wasn't going to be on anymore
That's what the news reports were saying, that she was done after that trip. Lo and behold, she shows up to Après-Ski No Ski to sit on a couch and be mean from afar.
And what is, like, it was a chic outfit, like a chic sleeping bag.
I think she was serving as much as a Mary can serve.
I mean, she was serving C in a lot of ways.
I mean, just like yelling at Heather from afar, like that the necklace she's wearing is ugly or whatever.
And then Heather having like a 3-point rebuttal about why her outfit actually is great.
Bullying Whitney as usual.
Yeah.
Telling Monica she needs to eat vegetables.
I will say just about Heather for a second, and then I want to go back to Monica and vegetables. Heather has redeemed herself from Rugged 3.
Tell me.
It just like, it feels like we're light and bright with her again.
Okay. I agree with you that it's better than Rugged 3, but I would say, not that she needs to, because I think there's enough people at the forefront of these episodes, but she's a little bit in the background of these episodes.
Yeah, but that's not everyone could be maybe.
Everyone could be in the
you
foreground.
You need to lean back a little bit sometimes. Okay, back to Monica and the vegetables. It's like Mary lecturing her about eating healthy when we were having Mary and shoving fish fillets down her gullet last week's
and
episode.
And 6-piece chicken nuggets. Not even a chicken tender. Oh my God. I actually have done something in the past week that I've not done in a long time. I think I had chicken tenders 2 different nights within a 1-week span.
Good.
And I gotta say, it is like a good meal.
One of the best meals you can have are chicken fingers and fries.
Oh my God. Oh, and then like I make like a little Arties aioli at home. Mixing. One night was a sriracha mayo moment. One night was a Dijon mustard mayo moment.
Well, you know what you need to do is start making your own gourmet chicken tenders.
Oh, I've done at home chicken tenders, but these were like 2 lazy nights. Not for lazy moms.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, but I've done a home, and the homemade ones come out pretty good. But I do homemade. I do baked instead of fried.
No.
They come out good.
No. I mean, I'm sure they're good, but they're not the same.
No, they are good.
I'm sure they're good. They're not the same.
It's just I don't love deep frying at home, because then I'm like, what
are you Italian or what?
Oh, Italians aren't known for deep frying.
Chicken cutlets, bitch.
Yeah, but that's not
that is
no, but that's not deep.
Okay,
frying.
Okay, not deep
that's
frying.
That's regular frying.
Okay, sure.
Deep frying, it's like, I got this pot of oil now. What the fuck am I going to do with this shit?
Go dispose of it however they tell you to.
I know, but it's like, pour it down, pour it down the sink.
No, throw it out the window.
On to Fifth Avenue. Yes. Yeah. Okay. We get to. There was like a Meredith moment. I can't remember.
Well, she was at this party. She just kind of was like dipping and doing.
Fluttering about.
She was fluttering about. Like she was talking to random women who were calling her like pretty, but they kept on like showing her just like bopping.
Okay. Okay. Was there not like a tense Meredith moment? Maybe I'm like, I don't know. Anyway. Maybe not. Maybe not. She got a break.
Yeah.
From the rumors.
I think there was like when Angie walked in, did say hi to her. Yes.
There we go. Okay. Monica and Whitney. And you kind of got to give it to Whitney, producer Wild Rose, for being like, you need to say what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica revealing what the rumors about her husband is being that he is fucking men and the marriage is fake.
Yeah.
Which is a very tired housewives trope.
I know the Leanne Locken jumped.
And Whitney's reaction to it was almost like she was about to throw up.
Yeah. And then we've got to tell Angie right now, let's go do shots.
Let's do a shot ski and then go tell Angie. Yeah. So we tell Angie. And there's almost like an excitement about Angie.
Well, she's got to confront Meredith.
But like, it's like, I got something to do. Yeah. You know? So that we just kind of like close there
On a to be continued. And then Angie K was on Watch What Happens Live with Bo and Yang,
which was, it's almost like that was canon to the show.
Yeah. And I will say
as well,
Angie K did well.
Here's the thing. Sometimes when you go in with like the lowest of the low expectations, people surprise you.
I think a few factors were at play. I think Bowen was being really nice and supportive to her.
I feel like he was being very gracious because like he's not an Angie stan.
Yeah. And then Sarah Squirm was in the audience and she was gassing her up too.
Seated next to the husband.
And then Angie K did prop work that was like, it took a while and was awkward. And usually Andy Cohen would like kind of dismiss something like that or roll his eyes. But he leaned in.
He played along. Yeah, I got to give it to her. She did it on Watch Happens Live. And some of the girls who've been around for years to this day cannot do it.
Name one.
I don't want to be mean, but Jackie Goldsteiner. And that's one of my number one girls.
Yeah.
But also a girl that I don't feel bad about being mean about. Brandi Redmond sucked for years on Watch Happens Live.
Well, I mean, like, she was never made for TV.
Yeah, not made for TV. So that's Salt Lake City. And then,
should we go to the beach each?
Orange County. So if you've been a listener of Come Through Queen for a long time, I feel like we don't usually get too excited discussing reunions.
Mm-hmm.
This is one for the books.
Great reunion.
And for a two-part reunion to be one for the books almost doesn't sound like it makes sense.
I think when you literally set them up for success with the most beautiful set.
The combination of set, wardrobe, cast, content.
Sure.
I feel like we have a quadfecta at work here.
You keep on harping about this wardrobe, and I'll give you that the color scheme
Everyone's
worked.
Everyone's popping.
The color scheme worked. And things that we didn't think were going to work, like
Jen
worked when she was seated.
Are you eating your words?
I ate them in a group text like a week ago.
Okay. You're eating. She's eating.
No, but I think even last week we were talking about how we thought it was, or how I thought it was going to be a good sitting dress.
Yeah.
After much deliberation.
Sounds like revisionist history, but okay.
Maybe. I mean, like, I'm willing to eat my words whenever.
Okay. So the trailer for the reunion sucked. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we got, like, a revised trailer for it.
We got a revised trailer that was only just about, like, episode the cold one. Open. Yeah.
Yeah. So, two-part reunion. I actually think this is the future in terms of two-part should be standard and three-part should be what we were bringing in four parts for.
We flew too close to the sun because of that one Atlanta reunion, season nine. And then we tried to keep doing a three-part reunions for everything. And then it wasn't working. And then when there would be a two-part, people would be like, oh.
We got nothing.
It's a horrible season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is like a top three Orange County season.
Okay.
I don't think that's a like too bold of a statement.
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk about the players. I mean, everyone came ready. And, so, and it's actually a shame for Taylor Armstrong. She only got 15 minutes, if that.
It's like, I like Taylor on the show, but outside of the Heather fight, what else?
You didn't need her voice.
But, like, what else was she doing this season outside of that fight?
Well, see, I think that was, like, that was actually her downfall this season, is she should have been commentating on everybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. But she was asleep. If it didn't involve
her directly?
Her directly, she was asleep.
You're supposed to get in there. That's what a good friend of does.
So maybe she'll learn that. I can't imagine them changing this next season.
No, I think she'll come back. She's easy.
Maybe we add one girl. Oh, our friend, the acting coach.
Yeah.
That would be chic.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Emily is doing what Emily has done for seasons now at the reunion, which is like almost co-moderator.
Yes.
And she does a really good job at it.
Just put her next to Andy like they do at Lisa Vanderpump for Vanderpump Rules.
Emily should be in the Lisa Vanderpump seat for OC.
Mm-hmm.
I think she does really well at that. Tamara?
Okay.
Say it.
Tamara looked like an asshole for a lot of this first episode, but then...
Knew when to
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, which is not a Tamara quality.
But she does do this sometimes, but you know what she does when she shuts up? She gives her worried looks back and forth like she's listening and learning. It is like, if you look back in the history of OC, this is such a Tamara move.
Yeah.
But then like her, what do you think? Do you think Jen held her own against Tamara?
Jen finally got like the lobotomy reversed, I thought. And I thought she was like making good arguments and showing proper emotional responses.
Sure, yeah. Agreed. And then, like, Tamara versus Heather was interesting because...
Heather is, like, an all-time great now.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like, her being, like, there's not one single episode where you didn't go up against me.
My God.
And Tamara was, like, didn't have anything to say to that.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I came in, and then she tried to explain, like, some podcast drama. And once you could start explaining the podcast drama...
Well, I think part of the reason I enjoyed this reunion so much is that we're kind of like not quite breaking the fourth wall, but like we're getting into like a lot of what the animosity is between these women is like show casting, drama. Bravo, NBCU related.
Yeah. But like Heather said, I am just a cog in Andy Cohen's wheel. And if I can get 5 minutes on the phone with him, I'm not talking about you. Yeah.
But I'm glad that we're like it's like when there's like, if under the carpet is dirty and you're like lifting the carpet, but you're only like lifting it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like we were doing here.
Yeah.
And I feel like some shows need a little bit of that. And then, like, some shows might be too much of that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While we're still on Heather, her fight with Taylor, when Taylor was claiming that Heather didn't know where Oklahoma, or said she didn't know where Oklahoma was, and Heather was like, what am I, Magellan?
Oh, I mean, that got a hearty laugh out of husband to the show, Alex. Heather just gave a great performance.
She gave C. She's not going to run away, is she?
So I think I reported here, maybe I didn't. I at least reported to you that she was talking to the lady sitter. And the lady sitter asked, like, would you return? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, if they are happy to have me, then I would come back.
I'm still worried. You never know.
You never know. But I think this is post-reunion interview.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that feels good to hear that.
Yeah.
You know? And I think Heather is paying attention. Even though she's not following everyone out there on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's paying attention to, like, the fan response. And I'm sure she's loving that everyone loves her right now.
Especially after last year when everyone was kind of against her.
Yeah. She's got to be loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The revelation that when they were at dinner with Nikki at Chateau Marmont and Terry had his stroke and refused to go to the hospital and she was chasing him in an Uber on Life 360.
Oh my God, which I only know because of you. I've never heard about Life 360 outside of Brendan.
For those who don't know, Life 360 is basically an app that it's parents like use to stalk their children.
Yeah.
But my family of adults just use it to like...
Stalk each other. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. That was an interesting story. I love when we get an occasional, like, not recap, but new information in a reunion. So we have that.
Do we need to get to the main event?
The main event, the showdown between Shannon Bedour and Gina Kirschneider.
I mean, first of all, them bringing us into the scene with
title card
that says that this was filmed 10 days before Shannon's DUI, and then bringing us out of the scene with a title card about getting support for addiction.
Wow.
Just like, Bravo doesn't do that a ton. MTV and Logo do that a ton, especially like in front of Drag Race.
Oh, right.
So it was interesting to see. And then just Shannon's down bad. I mean,
Gina gave a performance of a lifetime, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, she held her own and made her case and made her arguments like I've never seen her before.
Yeah. What are my children's names?
That's like Mortal Kombat fatality, like rip the spine out.
When you see Andy just like cringe so hard when Shannon said one of the names and then just said, I'm blanking.
Sienna. Oh. and yeah. Oh my God. And like, you dummy. It's so easy. Like, we always say this on the podcast. I think this is one of the lines. Apologizing is free.
It's so easy to show remorse.
It's no money out of your pocket to just fucking apologize.
And she was doing the thing that Shannon does where she just like when Gina was yelling, rightfully yelling.
Yeah.
Shannon gets this look on her face where she's like looking away. Like, can you believe this is happening?
Yeah, yeah.
As if to like try to signal to the audience to be on her side.
You know, we believe it's happening.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And wow. And we're ending it with this to pick up with it next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to give it to her. Gina, that is, not Shannon.
Yeah. And to the set.
The set is ingrained in my brain forever.
I know. I loved when they brought them over the sand, sat them in the dark, and they were like,
oh my God,
what are we doing? Where are we? And then Andy was like, I want to bring you to the beach or whatever.
This week has inspired so many Patreon bonus episodes having to do with both trailers and reunions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the perfect segue for me to do a little promotion.
Sure.
I've just obviously come through queen.com for Patreon bonus stuff. But we should close out the show with Freak of the Week and the One True Queen.
Sure. So... Bethany did another interview.
Remember there was like a period of time where like Bethany was like queen, 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 queen. And now it's been like freak, 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 freak.
And so this interview was with NeNe Leakes.
Dropped on Friday, last week.
Yeah, and it was a two-parter. And then obviously Bethany's released like probably ten more after that. And in one of them, Bethany is talking about a show that she pitched to Bravo or wanted to pitch.
Yes.
Where her and NeNe go around in an RV and it's called...
That's the kicker.
The kicker is it's called Ebony and Ivory. And Bethany brings... It's like even the premise is just like too hard
even
to get out.
Even saying it out loud, it feels like crazy.
Bethany like said she wanted to bring NeNe to places like Nantucket.
Traditionally white places.
Quote, traditionally white places.
Or something like that.
To expose NeNe to that.
White people.
Culture and white people. And then she wanted NeNe to bring her into, quote, traditionally black spaces and expose her to...
The Deep South, I believe, are the words we used.
And it's like, how are we doing this? How are we saying this? How is...
So what's funny to me is like, I don't think Bethany is the one that like records, listens, saves, uploads.
It's a big company that
we
got to
go through a few people, right? And like, no one's like, do we want to like rethink this? Maybe.
It's bad. We need to say that it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I only listened to... interestingly enough, I listened to one of the episodes that followed the NeNe interview, which is like her like setting the bridge more on fire.
With Andy. Rehashing the Jeff Lewis, Andy Cohen, Watch Happens Live episode.
And it feels like it's all... like it really took a turn because Bryn was there. Like, Bethany seemed to not notice or care what was happening to her. But Peanut said something. But I listened to the first of two episodes with NeNe. I did not get up to the Ebony and Ivory part that I learned of through social media. But it's like, it actually would be such a fun, interesting concept to be interviewing all these like major players mm-hmm. of Housewives and even reality TV outside of Housewives without like all this other weird shit.
Yeah, without the like trying to take Bravo down stuff.
Yeah. Or, and being like weirdly racist.
Well, she's always been that.
Yeah. But like just have interesting conversations, you weirdo. I don't know.
I think she's too far gone.
Okay. Our queen.
Take it away, Dan.
Take it away. Well, if you've been listening to everything I've been preaching and praying and saying and praying, you would know, am I a Gina Krishnender fan? Pull up in the casita, what?
Yeah. Given that being said, I think we all kind of like turned away from her for a little bit this season.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, if you remember. And then turn back.
Why did we turn away?
Just like because everyone was like kind of like, not really bringing much.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay. So, obviously, reunion performance, A++. It's like, you know how the girls, like, they have the GPA scale that's like 4.0, and then somehow you could... I never knew this was an option. You get like 4.2, 4.3.
Yeah.
I'm giving Gina that for this performance. But... outside of that, we had Heather Dubrow on Watch Happens Live recently. And there was like some question about like who owns or who rents or like blah, blah, blah.
No, it's who would make the least amount of money if they sold their house.
Oh, I'm remembering this differently. Okay. And she didn't want to really answer it. And then like Andy said Gina,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then Gina responded online and social media saying that only four of the six women who are on the cast own their house.
Mm-hmm.
And that she is younger by 10 years of the other three women who own their houses. And she's the only one who owns her house by herself with no husband.
Mm-hmm.
So like she felt It was like a dit, like a low dig at her to say her when she is like doing well for her family.
So here's my question. Mm. Does this have anything to do with Bethany?
You think she's like part of the reality reckoning?
No, I mean like it's interesting for Gina to be speaking kind of against her boss in this moment.
Yeah. No, I think it's more of like, I don't think she's like pulling a Bethany. I think she's just like reclaiming the narrative.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
My first thought, because I think I had Bethany top of mind. My first thought was, oh, is she like, is this her saying goodbye?
Oh my God. That would, well, I mean, we do get like the tease for next week is like, I don't know if I could do this.
Yeah.
Is this her saying, I hope she's not saying goodbye.
That was the first thought that came to my mind.
I mean, I gotta imagine she's making good money at this point. She's been on for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I mean, if like CPS is gonna be mentioned.
It was heartbreaking. The way she described it was, I don't know what Shannon could say. It's like, you're saying this shit as my children are on the precipice of being like all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
So like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's my mother.
Aren't you older than her?
Oh my God, stop. No.
You
no,
are. You're definitely no, older than no, Gina we're, Kirschneider.
We're beers.
No.
We're beers. We're beers. Oh, I'm only 1 year older. But she still could be mother.
I don't think so.
I think she could. Well, anywho, as I mentioned before, comethroughqueen.com, Patreon bonus content. We're talking about Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
We're talking about Big Brother.
Yeah. We're talking about Dan's 40th birthday.
Oh, my God. Come for the party.
Yeah.
Party. The party. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
See ya come through, Queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.